late night two is always the fucking night you want to come see. Night one, we're just getting warmed up. Night one, we're just getting warmed up. Night one's good. But night two, that's when it goes off. I gotta see night two. I gotta see night two. Show me night two. Show me night two. Let me see that. You're gonna do that for fucking 2.5 hours. You're gonna do that, right? You're gonna do it with me all night long, right? Cool. And this is what I'm gonna do. Yeah.
can't quite make it alone. Try to make this life my own. Fly along with me, I can't quite make it alone.
Try. I mean, let's show one more time.
Yeah. keep you in the dark and show it all the game.
And do this with you.
You wanna dance with me?
Is it like that? Is it like that? Is it like that? Is it like that all night long? Goddamn right it is. Yes, it is. Sure is. I'll show you what it's like all night long. Come on, see. Fighter songs you're gonna get, right? I'm
I'm still gonna bullshit on the microphone. It's just what I do. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm not gonna tell the story of how I fucking broke my leg. I'm not gonna tell the story about how we built the throne. I'm not gonna do any of that shit tonight. But I am gonna make sure that the Food Planners play songs from the first record and the second record and the third record and the fourth record, the sixth record and the seventh record. We got a lot of records. Yes, my dear. You know what? I bet you'll be healed in about 3 weeks. I'm 46 years old, man. At the end of the night, you want my crutches? Take my fucking crutches. I'm sick of those fucking crutches. I'll give you my crutches. You can take them. How about that? All right. This one, I usually dedicate to the road crew and the people that built the throne and all that bullshit. It ain't going to you, drunk ass. Look at you. Oh, you bought a t-shirt? Oh, maybe I should fucking sing this one. I'm gonna sing this one for the little lady who broke her leg too. How about that? How'd you break your leg? How'd you do it? How'd she do it? In the pool? What? Man. Can I sign your cast? Okay. Will you sign mine too? All right. This one goes on to you. I can't do it now. I'm on the clock. I'm going to get it later. Hold on. Oh, you just... Oh, now you got a photo opportunity, don't you? I see how it is. This is an old song I'm going to sing to the little lady with the broken leg, because nobody wants a fucking broken leg, man. This one's on the first record. It's called Big Me.
When I talk about it, carries on, reasons only new. When I talk about it, Aries old, treasons all anew. Make me to talk about it, I could stand to prove.
Put the lights up for the lady right there.
If we can get around it, I know that it's true.
Dan, turn it down. Let them do it.
I've talked about it. Put it on. Never was it true. But it's you.
Light it up for the lady.
I fell into.
Everybody, come on. Light it up for her.
Reasons only new. When I talk about Aries or treasons all anew. Make me to talk about it, I could stand to prove.
Yes! Get well soon! Woo!
Thank you.
Ladies, night two. I'm not even going to say ladies and gentlemen. Night two. Oh, goodness. You're making me sweat. I'm going to make you sweat. Ladies and gentlemen, I like to do a little introductions now and then because I think some people have seen the Foo Fighters before, some of you. So many windy roses, so little time. But some of y'all never seen the Foo Fighters before. Who never seen the Foo Fighters? Oh. That's cool. Good thing we've only been a band for 20 fucking years. It's all good, man. You're all invited. Everybody's invited. Everybody's invited to come see Chris Shiflett play lead guitar in the Foo Fighters. That's him right there. What kind of solo are you gonna do tonight?
Dave.
Yes, Chris.
You know, we do this solo bit every night, but I was wondering if tonight I could do something a little bit special since we're at home. And it's my oldest son, Liam's 12-year birthday.
Oh!
And what I was wondering, if Los Angeles would help me sing my boy happy birthday.
Come on, Liam, get out of here! What?
Look at this beautiful guy
God.
All right, now go stand over there with your brothers.
Buddy. Exactly. Get off the stage. Off the stage.
Sorry, trying to hog our life.
I know, right? Let's hope he becomes a lawyer. Ladies and gentlemen, on the keyboards and the pianos and shit, the guy that used to sell you Doc Martens on Melrose Avenue in the 80s because he's a fucking LA native. Ronnie, didn't you start the Kibitz Room? Wasn't that your trip? That was right. It's all his fault. Ladies and gentlemen, Ronnie Jaffe, they're right there. I feel like I can hear what you're playing just by looking at your face. Your fucking keyboard face. On the bass guitar. Nick St. Mendel on the bass right there. There he is. Nate doesn't really have a bass face. You never get bass face. No, you just have your face, and it stays the same when you play the bass.
Watch.
Play something on the bass. Watch his bass. It doesn't change. See? He's famous for that fucking emo shit, but he shows no emotion when he plays the fucking bass guitar. I feel like you should be crying. You are inside, I understand. Ladies and gentlemen, to my left. Let me tell you something. Nobody in this entire fucking building is more badass than Pat fucking Smear. You know that, right? That's him. You can't beat it. You can't beat him. He looks so nice and friendly, but goddammit, he'll fucking put you in a hospital. He will! That's right. You look in the mirror, you'll remember him for the rest of your fucking life. That's your point. Pat Smear! Born and raised Los Angeles. Born and raised! Wait, where were you? You were out by the 10. Where were you? Okay, all over the place. That's some bullshit. He's from fucking Encino is what he's from. Don't talk shit. That's my fucking hometown, just so you know. I'm a Valley girl, motherfuckers. You know that, right? Yeah. Don't be stalking. Maybe the most Californian person I've ever met in my entire life. Just having some pizza, learning about Cuba. Ladies and gentlemen, first of all, you're fucking welcome, because that's Taylor Hawkins right there on the top! Look at her! Personified! Taylor?
David?
Please say something, I'm sick of talking.
Well, god damn it, hi.
It's me.
Yeah, it's my banter, my stage banter. Hey, you know what, we never discuss our fearless leader up here.
What?
A fearless leader. You always introduce us, but I never
they're
get to
They're so them. Sick of me.
They know you, but
no,
I want to hear from Mr. Dave Grohl. I mean, come on.
I love you too.
So much.
I don't need constant reassurance like you do.
I do. So keep it coming.
He does. You just gotta pet him like a fucking lap dog. Hawkins?
Oh, you're gonna let my buddy Chaney play bass?
Yeah, but wait, you gotta light him up.
Oh, shit.
Come on now. Ladies and gentlemen, wait till you hear Taylor Hawkins do his fucking Live Aid shtick.
Oh!
Mercury grew up in fucking Laguna.
Probably spent some time there.
Could have happened. Could have happened. Ladies and gentlemen, tonight we're going to play a Foo Fighters song that Mr. Taylor Hawkins sings. It's called Cold Day in the Sun. But wait! Why don't you fucking do it right?
I was gonna. I didn't know if we... All right. So, one of my first pro gigs was, with Alanis Morissette, you probably know her, remember? And so we got on the road, and I met this guy who played bass in the band, and he became one of my best friends. And now he's gone on to play on every dog food commercial you've ever heard in your life, as well as playing with one of the greatest bands of all time, Jane's Addiction, everything else. He's one of my best friends. And I wanted to have them come up here and play bass on one song, and Nate was...
You know that shit that like, get in the zone, AutoZone. That's fucking him right there. You ever heard that? Remember fucking, O'Reilly. That's fucking him right there. I'm kidding, I made that up. That was fucking funny as shit.
Chris, Chaney, this is for you, man. Love you. A one, a two, a one, two, three, four.
Car dealership? Is that what it is? Okay, good. Hawkins? We'll be right back. I'm not fucking talking anymore. We're just gonna play songs until the fucking concert is over. How about that shit? Right? You make me dizzy, running circles in my head. One of these days I'll chase you down.
Keep dancing. Let's do it.
That's alright.
It always starts with a simple round of conversation.
That's what happens when you have a drummer and a fucking guitar. Shame, shame, go away. Come again some other day. Memories keep on me. They'll be chasing my way. Hush now, settle down. But now don't make a sound. Close your eyes, turn around. Yep, I burn this to the ground. Come now, play the game. That's okay, I'll take the blame. I don't care, it's all the same. Watch it all go up in flames. Use me up, spit me out. Let me be your everyone. Same thing, go away. Liar! You used to say I couldn't save you enough. So I would save you enough. Sorry.
Fuck!
you go again, putting words into my mouth. This one's for you to know, and for me to find out.
Jr., goddamn! Holy moly. I kept getting choked up. God is the wind. How about that? I know. I mean, I don't want to say goodnight, but that was pretty fucking cool. We got a couple more songs we can play. You know what I'm going to do? How do you know, Pat? Because we've been in a band 20 fucking years. You know what I'm going to do right now, don't you? You guys don't know what I'm going to do, but Pat knows what I'm going to do. You know what I'm going to do?
Yeah! Thank you.
Want to hear some more songs? Me too. Just so you know, some of you might already know this, but we don't do the encore thing. We don't walk off stage and pretend like we're not coming back. We just kind of keep playing until the show's over. And we don't really say goodbye. We just say, see you next time. But we're not even close to being done, just so you know. I know it sounds like we're breaking up, but baby, I love you. I still love you. One of these days, the ground will drop out from beneath your feet. One of these days, your heart will stop and play its final beat. One of these days,
your heart will stop and play its final beat. But it's alright. Without inviting some of our friends. It is what it is. You just gotta do it. Now this person, to me, has become a friend, but he's more than a friend because I can honestly say that we would not fucking be here right now without this person. This person is responsible for creating a movement and putting the fire under a revolution that eventually exploded and made my band and a lot of other bands come up into the mainstream and let people know what real fucking music is all about. That's what happened a long time ago. Because ladies and gentlemen, if it weren't for Perry Farrell, we wouldn't be here right now! Get up here, Perry! Come on now! How many fucking Lollapaloozas do you go to? Have a seat at the foot of my throne, Perry Farrell. I know. Choo-choo! 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 Hi, Perry. How you feeling, Dave?
I feel fucking great.
How you feeling?
Hey, Perry, I got an idea.
Tell me.
I would love to play a song.
Okay.
With you.
I'm down.
That you know.
I like it.
That we learned.
I love it.
For you.
Thank you.
For them.
Yeah, I love you.
Of course.
I love you. Let's do it, Dave.
Come on.
Thank you.
fucking badass. Oh man. Hey, did you dig it? I said, did you dig it? In a few more weeks, you ought to be ready to play football. What do you think?
Will you play with me?
I'll play with you, man. I'll defend you to my last dying breath, Dave Grohl.
Okay.
I love you, Perry Farrell!
I love you, Foo Fighters!
Come on, let's hear the next one!
Thank you.
What's not to love? Holy guacamole. Hey man, what happened to my... I mean, I suppose we could just call it a night, but... I don't know how to... Like, nobody's gonna outdo fucking Perry Farrell. That ain't just gonna happen. I see? Yeah, that's the guy. He was like, I'm gonna change the world with a word called Lollapalooza. I still don't know what that shit means. Actually, I know what that shit means. A bunch of people with weird piercings on fucking acid at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. I think that's it. I think we have more songs, but how about this? How about we wouldn't be a band if it weren't for this song?
Yeah.
You guys ain't done, are you? You want another fucking song? You want another fucking song? All right. I got one more for you. And like I said, we don't really do the fucking goodbye trick. Although, we got another show in Anaheim, I think, next month. Yeah, fuck Anaheim. They're just like everybody else. Fuck Virginia. Fuck Chicago. Fuck DC. Fuck Texas. Fuck Seattle. Hey, man, let me tell you something. I fucking travel this country and I look at everybody face to face every night. And you know what? This fucking place is rad. You should go party in fucking Pittsburgh. You ever done that before? Yeah. It's fucking kick ass. You should go party in Baltimore. You ever done that before? Yeah. It's kick ass. Go fucking party in Portland. That fucking shit's fun. I don't boo anywhere because I think everywhere we play is fucking rad. You know what? And then the very last show of our American tour is in fucking Lake Castaic at the fucking Love Ride thing. Boo! Fuck Lake Castaic! That place fucking sucks! So if you don't want to come out to the Love Ride and see that show, that's going to be fun shit. Because let me tell you, we don't have any plans after that. That might be the last one for a long fucking time. I'm just saying. Of course, until there's another weenie roast, we got to fucking play. So if I don't see you till then, I'll see you when I see you. I've got another confession to make. I'm your fool. Everyone's got the chains to break. Holding you where your honor is head. Won't be your news. Think someone get it a bed. The bed, the bed, the best of you. I won't get in the bed, the bed, the bed, the best of you. Are you going on to someone new?
I got another confession, my friend. I'm no fool. I'm getting tired of starting again somewhere new. Where you gonna resist?